The Happiness Project Toolbox, A Guide to Creating Lasting Joy. By Gretchen Rubin. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Happiness Project Toolbox, A Guide to Creating Lasting Joy by Gretchen Rubin is a comprehensive guide to creating lasting joy and happiness in life. The book provides readers with practical tools, tips, and strategies for achieving greater levels of contentment and satisfaction. It covers topics such as goal setting, self-care, relationships, work-life balance, mindfulness practices, gratitude exercises, and more. The book begins by discussing the importance of understanding one's own values and goals in order to create a meaningful life. It then outlines how to set achievable goals that will lead to long-term success. Additionally, it offers advice on how to prioritize tasks so that important things get done first while still leaving time for leisure activities. Rubin also discusses the power of positive thinking and how it can help people achieve their goals faster than negative thoughts can hold them back. She encourages readers to practice self-care through regular exercise routines or meditation sessions, as well as taking breaks from technology when needed. In addition, she talks about the importance of cultivating strong relationships with family members or friends, which can provide support during difficult times. She also emphasizes the need for work-life balance so that individuals don't become overwhelmed by their responsibilities at home or at work. Finally, Rubin explains various mindfulness techniques such as journaling or mindful eating, which can help bring awareness into everyday moments, thus allowing us to appreciate our lives more fully. Throughout her book, she provides helpful examples from her own experiences along with inspiring quotes from famous authors. P. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Prioritize your time. Taking the time to prioritize your activities and tasks can help you focus on the things that bring you the most joy and satisfaction. Main idea number 2. Practice gratitude. Taking the time to appreciate the good things in your life can help you cultivate a sense of contentment and joy. Main idea number 3. Exercise. Regular physical activity can help improve your mood and increase your energy levels. Main idea number 4. Get enough sleep. Making sure you get enough restful sleep can help you feel more energized and productive. Main idea number 5. Eat healthy. Eating a balanced diet can help you feel better and have more energy. Main idea number 6. Connect with others. Spending time with friends and family can help you feel more connected and supported. Main idea number 7. Take breaks. Taking regular breaks throughout the day can help you stay focused and productive. Main idea number 8. Find your passion. Identifying and pursuing activities that you are passionate about can help you find more joy in life. Main idea number 9. Set goals. Setting goals and working towards them can help you stay motivated and focused. Main idea number 10. Practice mindfulness. Taking the time to be mindful and present in the moment can help you appreciate life more. Main idea number 11. Take care of yourself. Taking the time to take care of yourself can help you feel more energized and productive. Main idea number 12. Find your flow. Identifying activities that help you get into a state of flow can help you find more joy in life. Main idea number 13. Take time for fun. Taking the time to do activities that you enjoy can help you feel more relaxed and content. Main idea number 14. Find your strengths. Identifying and utilizing your strengths can help you feel more confident and capable. Main idea number 15. Make time for creativity. Taking the time to be creative can help you feel more inspired and energized. Main idea number 16. Practice self-compassion. being kind and understanding to yourself can help you feel more content and secure. Main idea number 17. Find your purpose. Identifying and pursuing activities that align with your values and goals can help you find more joy in life. Main idea number 18. Take risks. Taking risks and trying new things can help you feel more alive and engaged. Main idea number 19. Live in the moment. Taking the time to appreciate the present moment can help you find more joy in life. Main idea number 20. Celebrate your successes. Taking the time to celebrate your successes can help you feel more confident and motivated. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Prioritizing your time is an important step in achieving lasting joy. It can help you focus on the activities and tasks that bring you the most satisfaction, while also allowing you to make sure that all of your obligations are taken care of. When prioritizing, it's important to consider both short-term and long-term goals. For example, if one of your short-term goals is to finish a project for work, then this should be given priority over other tasks such as cleaning or running errands. On the other hand, if one of your long-term goals is to learn a new language or skill, then making time for these activities should be given higher priority than more mundane tasks. When prioritizing your time, it's also important to remember that not everything needs immediate attention. If something isn't urgent but still needs doing eventually, try scheduling it into a specific day or week so that it doesn't get forgotten about completely. Additionally, don't forget to schedule some downtime for yourself. Taking breaks throughout the day will help keep you energized and motivated. By taking the time to prioritize our activities and tasks, we can ensure that we are focusing on what brings us joy and satisfaction while still getting all our necessary obligations done in a timely manner. Main idea number 2. Practicing gratitude is a powerful way to cultivate happiness in your life. It involves taking the time to recognize and appreciate all of the good things that you have, no matter how small they may seem. This can include anything from having a roof over your head, to having supportive friends and family, or simply being able to enjoy a beautiful sunset. By focusing on these positive aspects of our lives, we can create an attitude of contentment and joy. Gratitude also helps us become more mindful of our blessings and encourages us to be generous with others. When we take the time to express appreciation for what we have been given, it often leads us to want to give back in some way, whether through volunteering or donating money or goods, which further enhances our sense of well-being. Finally, practicing gratitude helps us stay connected with those around us by reminding us that there are people who care about us and support us even when times are tough. Taking the time each day, or week, to reflect on all that you're thankful for will help bring more joy into your life. Main idea number 3. Exercise is an important part of maintaining a healthy lifestyle and can have many positive effects on your mental health. Regular physical activity has been shown to reduce stress, improve mood, and increase energy levels. It can also help you sleep better at night, which in turn helps with overall well-being. When it comes to exercise, the key is consistency. Aim for 30 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic activity most days of the week. This could include walking, jogging, swimming, or cycling. You don't need to join a gym, there are plenty of ways to get active without spending money. If you find yourself feeling low or lacking motivation, try breaking up your workout into smaller chunks throughout the day. 10 minutes here and there adds up quickly. Exercise doesn't have to be boring either, why not try something new like yoga or dancing? Remember that everyone responds differently when it comes to exercise, so don't be discouraged if you don't see results right away. The important thing is that you keep going and make it part of your regular routine. Main idea number 4. Getting enough sleep is essential for feeling energized and productive. When we don't get enough restful sleep, our bodies become fatigued and it can be difficult to focus on tasks or even enjoy activities that we normally find enjoyable. Not getting enough sleep can also lead to a weakened immune system, making us more susceptible to illnesses. To ensure you are getting the right amount of restful sleep each night, try setting a consistent bedtime routine. This could include winding down with some light reading or stretching before going to bed, avoiding screens an hour before sleeping, and keeping your bedroom dark and cool. Additionally, if you have trouble falling asleep at night due to stress or anxiety, consider trying relaxation techniques such as deep breathing exercises or guided meditation. By taking steps towards improving your quality of sleep each night, you will be able to feel more energized during the day and better equipped for tackling any challenges that come your way. Main idea number 5. Eating healthy is an important part of living a happy and fulfilling life. Eating a balanced diet can provide your body with the essential nutrients it needs to function properly, while also helping you maintain a healthy weight. A nutritious diet should include plenty of fruits and vegetables, lean proteins, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, and healthy fats such as olive oil or avocados. Additionally, limiting processed foods and added sugars can help reduce your risk for chronic diseases like diabetes or heart disease. Making small changes in your eating habits can have big benefits on your overall health. Start by adding more nutrient-rich foods into your meals instead of relying on unhealthy snacks or fast food options. Incorporate more plant-based proteins like beans or lentils into dishes that usually contain meat to increase fiber intake without sacrificing flavor. Try swapping out white breads for whole grain varieties which are higher in fiber and other vitamins and minerals. In addition to eating healthier foods, portion control is key when it comes to maintaining a balanced diet. Pay attention to how much you're consuming at each meal so that you don't overeat or undereat throughout the day. Lastly, be sure to stay hydrated by drinking plenty of water throughout the day. Main idea number 6. Connecting with others is an important part of feeling happy and fulfilled. When we spend time with friends and family, it can help us feel more connected to the people around us and provide a sense of support. It's easy to get caught up in our own lives, but taking the time to connect with those close to us can make all the difference. Whether it's having dinner together or going for a walk, spending quality time with loved ones helps build strong relationships that will last. It's also important to reach out beyond your immediate circle of family and friends. Volunteering at a local charity or joining a club are great ways to meet new people who share similar interests as you do. Making connections outside your comfort zone can open up opportunities for growth and learning that you may not have had before. No matter how busy life gets, don't forget about connecting with others. Taking the time out of your day-to-day routine to nurture relationships will bring joy into your life in unexpected ways. Main idea number 7. Taking regular breaks throughout the day can help you stay focused and productive. Breaks give your mind a chance to rest, allowing it to come back refreshed and ready for more work. Taking short breaks every hour or two can help you stay energized and motivated, while longer breaks of 15 minutes or more can provide an opportunity to step away from your desk and do something different. During these breaks, try doing something that will make you feel relaxed and happy. This could be anything from taking a walk outside in nature, listening to music, reading a book, meditating or stretching. Doing activities like this during your break time will help reduce stress levels as well as improve concentration when returning to work. It's also important not to forget about nutrition during these times too. Eating healthy snacks such as fruits or nuts is great for providing energy boosts throughout the day without feeling sluggish afterwards. Drinking plenty of water is also essential for keeping hydrated, which helps with focus. Main idea number 8. Finding and pursuing activities that you are passionate about can be a great way to bring more joy into your life. When you find something that truly excites and motivates you, it can give you a sense of purpose and fulfillment. It could be anything from taking up a new hobby or sport, to volunteering in your community, to starting a business. Whatever it is, make sure it's something that resonates with who you are as an individual. Once you have identified what makes your heart sing, the next step is to take action on it. This may involve setting goals for yourself or creating an action plan so that you can start making progress towards achieving them. You may also need to invest some time and resources into getting started, such as signing up for classes or buying supplies, but this will all be worth it when the passion starts flowing. Finally, don't forget to enjoy the journey along the way. Even if things don't always go according to plan or there are setbacks along the way, remember why this activity matters so much to you in the first place and keep going until success is achieved. Main idea number 9. Setting goals is an important part of achieving success and happiness. Goals provide direction, focus our energy, and help us stay motivated. When we set a goal for ourselves, it gives us something to strive for and work towards. It also helps us measure our progress so that we can celebrate our successes along the way. When setting goals, it's important to make sure they are realistic and achievable. Break down your larger goals into smaller steps or milestones that you can track as you go along. This will help keep you on track and give you a sense of accomplishment when each milestone is reached. It's also helpful to have someone else hold you accountable for reaching your goals. Having an accountability partner or mentor who can encourage and motivate you throughout the process can be invaluable in helping you stay focused on what matters most. Finally, don't forget to reward yourself when you reach your goals. Celebrating small victories along the way will help keep up your motivation levels so that eventually even bigger dreams become reality. Main idea number 10. Practicing mindfulness is a great way to cultivate more joy in life. It involves taking the time to be present and aware of your thoughts, feelings, and environment. By being mindful, you can appreciate the beauty of everyday moments that often go unnoticed. You can also become more aware of how your emotions affect your behavior and decisions. This awareness can help you make better choices for yourself and lead to greater satisfaction. Mindfulness doesn't have to take up a lot of time, it's something that you can practice throughout the day as part of your regular routine. For example, when brushing your teeth or washing dishes, focus on each movement instead of letting your mind wander off into other thoughts or worries. When walking outside, notice the sights around you, the trees swaying in the wind or birds chirping in the distance, and savor them with all five senses. You may find it helpful to set aside some dedicated time each day for mindfulness practice such as meditation or yoga. During this time, try not to think about anything else but simply observe what is happening within yourself without judgment or expectation. With consistent effort over time, these practices will help bring peace and contentment into every aspect of life. Main idea number 11. Taking care of yourself is essential for your overall well-being. It can help you feel more energized and productive, as well as reduce stress levels. Taking the time to focus on yourself can involve anything from getting enough sleep, eating healthy meals, exercising regularly, or simply taking a few moments each day to relax and unwind. It's important to remember that self-care doesn't have to be complicated or expensive, it could be something as simple as going for a walk in nature or reading a book. Whatever activity you choose should make you feel relaxed and rejuvenated afterwards. Additionally, it's important to set aside some time each week specifically dedicated to taking care of yourself so that it becomes part of your routine. By making sure that you take the time out of your busy schedule for self-care activities, you will find that not only do they help improve your physical health but also benefit your mental health too. So don't forget, take care of yourself. Main idea number 12. Finding your flow is an important part of living a joyful life. Flow is the state of being completely absorbed in an activity, where you lose track of time and become one with what you are doing. It can be anything from playing music to painting to running, whatever it is that brings out your creative side and allows you to express yourself freely. Identifying activities that help you get into this state can help bring more joy into your life. When looking for activities that will put you in a state of flow, think about things that make you feel energized and excited. What do you enjoy doing? What makes time fly by without noticing? Once identified, try dedicating some time each day or week to engaging in these activities. This could mean setting aside 30 minutes every morning for yoga or taking up a new hobby on the weekends. Flow experiences have been linked to increased happiness levels as well as improved performance at work or school due to their ability to reduce stress and anxiety while increasing focus and creativity. So take some time today to find what puts you in a state of flow. It may just be the key ingredient missing from your recipe for lasting joy. Main idea number 13. Taking the time to do activities that you enjoy can be a great way to reduce stress and increase your overall happiness. Whether it's playing a sport, going for a walk in nature, or simply taking some time out of your day to relax with friends or family, having fun is an important part of life. Fun activities can help us take our minds off of our worries and give us something else to focus on. It also helps us connect with others and build relationships. Having fun doesn't have to mean spending money either. There are plenty of free activities that you can do, such as reading books, watching movies, listening to music, playing board games or video games with friends or family members. Taking the time for yourself is essential for maintaining good mental health and well-being, so make sure you schedule in some regular me time each week. It's easy to get caught up in work commitments and other responsibilities, but remember that taking care of yourself should always come first. So don't forget, take the time for fun. Main idea number 14. Finding and utilizing your strengths is an important part of feeling confident and capable. It can be difficult to identify our own strengths, but it's worth the effort. Once you know what your strengths are, you can use them to help you achieve success in whatever area of life that matters most to you. One way to start identifying your strengths is by reflecting on past successes or accomplishments. Think about times when things went well for you, and try to pinpoint what made those experiences successful. Was it a particular skill or talent? A certain attitude or approach? Or maybe something else entirely? By understanding what contributed to these successes, you can begin to recognize which areas are your personal strong points. Once you have identified some of your key strengths, make sure that they become part of how you approach tasks and challenges in the future. For example, if problem solving is one of your core skills, then make sure that this is taken into account when tackling new projects at work or school. If creativity is another strength, then look for ways that this could be used more often in everyday life. Finally, don't forget the importance of self-care when it comes to using our strengths effectively. Make sure that there's time built into each day for rest and relaxation so that we're able to keep up with all the demands placed upon us without burning out. Main idea number 15. Making time for creativity is essential to living a fulfilling life. It can help you feel more inspired and energized, as well as provide an outlet for self-expression. When we take the time to be creative, it allows us to explore our own ideas and interests in ways that may not have been possible before. We can use this newfound freedom of expression to create something unique and meaningful that reflects who we are. Creativity also helps us develop problem-solving skills by allowing us to think outside the box. By exploring different possibilities, we can come up with innovative solutions that would otherwise remain hidden from view. Additionally, engaging in creative activities gives us an opportunity to practice mindfulness and focus on the present moment without worrying about what's going on around us. Finally, taking the time for creativity can help reduce stress levels by providing a distraction from everyday worries or anxieties. This break from reality allows us to relax and enjoy ourselves while still being productive at the same time. Main idea number 16. Practicing self-compassion is an important part of creating lasting joy. It involves being kind and understanding to yourself, even when you make mistakes or experience difficult emotions. Self-compassion can help us feel more content and secure in our lives, as it allows us to accept ourselves for who we are without judgment or criticism. When practicing self-compassion, it's important to remember that everyone makes mistakes and experiences difficult emotions from time to time. Instead of beating yourself up over these things, try to be gentle with yourself and recognize that these feelings are normal parts of life. Acknowledge your own humanity by recognizing that all people have flaws and imperfections, including you. It can also be helpful to practice mindfulness when engaging in self-compassionate behavior. This means taking the time to really focus on how you're feeling in the moment without judgment or criticism. Notice any physical sensations associated with your emotions, such as tightness in your chest or a knot in your stomach, then take a few deep breaths before responding. Finally, don't forget about the power of positive affirmations. Remind yourself regularly that you are worthy of love and kindness just as you are right now, no matter what has happened in the past or what may happen in the future. Main idea number 17. Finding your purpose in life can be a daunting task, but it doesn't have to be. The key is to identify activities that align with your values and goals. This could mean taking up a hobby or volunteering for an organization you believe in. It could also mean pursuing a career path that allows you to make meaningful contributions to society. Whatever it is, the important thing is that it brings joy into your life. Once you've identified activities that bring meaning and fulfillment into your life, take steps towards achieving them. Make sure they are realistic and achievable so as not to become overwhelmed or discouraged along the way. Set small goals for yourself each day and celebrate when you reach them. By finding activities that align with what matters most to you, you will find more joy in life than ever before. You may even discover new passions or interests along the way, something unexpected yet incredibly rewarding. Main idea number 18. Taking risks can be a great way to add excitement and purpose to your life. It can help you break out of routines that have become too comfortable, and it can open up new opportunities for growth and learning. Taking risks doesn't necessarily mean doing something dangerous or extreme, it could simply involve trying something new or challenging yourself in some way. When you take a risk, you may feel scared or uncertain at first, but the feeling of accomplishment when you succeed is often worth it. You might find that taking risks helps build confidence in yourself as well as giving you an opportunity to explore different aspects of life. Even if things don't turn out exactly how you planned, the experience will still give you valuable insight into what works for you and what doesn't. So why not challenge yourself by taking a risk? Whether it's starting a business venture, going on an adventure trip, or just trying something completely outside your comfort zone, whatever it is, make sure to enjoy the journey. Main idea number 19. Living in the moment is a concept that has been around for centuries, but it's only recently become popular as people have begun to recognize its importance. The idea behind living in the moment is simple: instead of worrying about what happened yesterday or stressing over what might happen tomorrow, focus on enjoying and appreciating the present. This can help you find more joy in life by allowing you to savor each experience and appreciate all that life has to offer. One way to practice living in the moment is through mindfulness meditation. Mindfulness meditation involves focusing your attention on your breath and being aware of any thoughts or feelings that arise without judging them. It helps bring awareness to our current state of mind so we can be more mindful of our actions and reactions throughout the day. Another way to live in the moment is by taking time out from your busy schedule for self-care activities such as yoga, journaling, reading a book, or going for a walk. These activities allow us to take a break from our daily routines and give ourselves permission to just be present with whatever arises within us during this time. Finally, practicing gratitude can also help us stay focused on living in the moment. Taking time each day, or even several times per day, to reflect on things we are grateful for helps remind us how lucky we are and encourages us not to take anything for granted. Main idea number 20. Celebrating your successes is an important part of maintaining a positive outlook and staying motivated. It can be easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of everyday life, but taking the time to recognize and appreciate your accomplishments can help you stay focused on achieving your goals. Celebrating success doesn't have to be a big event, it could simply mean taking a few moments each day to reflect on what you've achieved or writing down three things that went well for you that day. Doing this will remind you of how far you've come and give you the confidence boost needed to keep going. It's also important not just to celebrate individual successes, but also collective ones as well. When we take the time to recognize our team's achievements, it helps build morale and encourages everyone involved in the project or task at hand. This kind of recognition reinforces good behavior while motivating others around us who may need some extra encouragement. No matter how small or large they are, celebrating our successes is essential for keeping ourselves motivated and inspired throughout our journey towards achieving our goals. So don't forget, take some time out every now and then to acknowledge all that you've accomplished. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, Be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.